Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, here we go. It is Friday, June 6, 2008. I am not Alex Jones. I am subbing in for Alex Jones. Today, I think, is my last day. Alex will be back on Sunday. But we got huge Bilderberg news. I mean, massive Bilderberg news. Let's just start off, before we even get into that, with Obama and Hillary meeting in D.C. the night that the conference starts to kick off. Everybody's there. All of a sudden, they're meeting at their house in D.C. Yeah, right. So here's what went on. The elites are in town. Hillary has conceded. There's a big sit-down. And I'm going to bet dollars to donuts you're going to get your Obama Hill Dog ticket. I really think so. Maybe not. I could be wrong. But boy, did they choose a hell of a time to have a meeting in D.C., her place in D.C. All right. Now, the Bilderberg Conference has been blown up so much, I guess the Marriott's getting a bunch of calls. They don't know what to do. So this is what they did. They put a spin on what the Bilderberg Conference was going to be covering by actually putting out their first ever official press release that I know of. Ridiculous. I couldn't make this stuff up. You go to businesswire.com, totally legit site, has a good Alexa rating, everything else. I checked it out myself to make sure this wasn't a hoax from somebody. Let's just read it. Coming out of Chantilly, Virginia, the 56th Bilderberg meeting will be held in Chantilly, Virginia, USA, from the 5th to 8th of June, 2008. The conference will deal mainly with a nuclear-free world. See? It's good they're having this conference. Wait, cyber terrorism, and we're going to get into that big time. Cyber terrorism. Oh, my God. Africa, Russia, finance, protectionism, U.S.-EU relations. See, now it's U.S.-EU relations. It's not, oh, man, European Union, baby. You better believe it. Afghanistan and Pakistan, of course. I like how Pakistan's on the table. That's nice. Maybe Esalen's right. We're going to be talking to Daniel Esalen, by the way, at 1:30. And Jesse Benton's coming up in a half an hour. We're going to play him a little video because we have Amy Allen of MTV on. This is a big show, folks. And, of course, Alex is going to be calling in from Bilderberg. All right. So approximately 140 participants will attend. That's 125 members and then their 15 buddies that they bring in. There might be a few more. Remember, they got iPods engraved Bilderberg 2008. We went over that yesterday. That's really nice. The DOJ bought them for them. In other words, we bought them for them with our tax dollars. Great. Of whom about two-thirds come from Europe. About two-thirds of these guys are from Europe. And the balance from North America, of course. About one-third is from government and politics. And two-thirds are from finance, industry, labor, education, and communications. The meeting is private in order to encourage frank and open discussions. In other words, it's private because you don't get to know. So they can plot against you, the American citizen. This should be an open forum. If it was legit, it would be an open forum. This is garbage. Bilderberg takes its name from the hotel in Holland where the first meeting took place in May of 1954. That pioneering meeting grew out of the concern expressed by leading citizens on both sides of the Atlantic that Western Europe and North America were not working together as closely as they should on common problems of critical importance. You see, when it first started, it didn't exist. Even 10 years ago, it didn't exist. It was just something people talked about, kooks. And now it does exist, and now they set policy there. It's totally illegal. You know, Jones has went over this, but it is a violation of the Logan Act. It's treason, okay? You can't go over U.S. Foreign and domestic policy with people from other nations with other interests. And these are the heads of industry, folks. In fact, we already have the Bilderberg list. We're going to go over some of the people that are meeting there right now. I mean, this is just incredible. That they can't even keep it under wraps, so they're trying to put a positive spin on it. It's garbage. It was felt that regular, off-the-record discussions would help create a better understanding of the complex forces and major trends affecting Western nations in the difficult post-war period. We're going to read the rest of this on the other side. Alex is going to be calling in. It is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmes, loosechange911.com.
It is a big idea, a new world order, In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Wake up, Protestant America. There is an ecumenical movement now being planned to join church and state. This confederation of evangelicals, Catholics, and Protestant denominations will form one huge political voting bloc. Their agenda is enforcement of religious worship and morality by legislation. Our forefathers wrote the Bill of Rights to guarantee all Americans this freedom, liberty of conscience. History and the Bible prove to them that these two systems, church and state, must be kept separate. It must be our love of God and of country that prompts or constrains us. This will change the character, not civil enforcement. From history, we saw that when church and state united, known as Papal Rome, religious intolerance resulted. This union would go directly contrary to the great principles of our nation. America and Papal Rome are uniting in this agenda. Protestant America, awake before it is too late. The prophecies are fast fulfilling. Jesus is coming soon. For free materials, call 888-211-1715 or write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. And I just want to point out again, the Bilderberg is being so exposed, they put out this press release we're in the middle of. The list is already out. Alex is going to be calling in from the conference in Chantilly, Virginia. Remember, Barack Obama and Hill Dog, Hillary Clinton, met last night, supposedly at her house in D.C. It might have been at her house in D.C. with a couple of Bilderberg attendees coming in. Let me break down how this is going to work. Now, this weekend, a lot of policy is going to be set. And these 125, 140 elites or so are in the upper echelon, not the uppermost, but most of them, some of them are in the uppermost. Most of them are pretty high up. And what they'll do is they'll disperse their agenda this summer at the Bohemian Grove when there's about 3,000 attendees. And they'll do this in a compartmentalized style. A lot of people who are in the Bohemian Grove obviously aren't all hardcore, you know, pagans and Satan worshipers and into, you know, mystic Babylonian nonsense. But at the upper echelons, they are. And through this 140, they'll disperse the agenda to this 3,000 who will then disperse it to their minions and so on, only giving each of them part of the picture. And that's how it works. So let's get back into this. They're now saying the Cold War has now ended. But in practically all respects, there are more, not fewer, common problems. From trade to jobs, from monetary policy to investment, from ecological challenges to the task of promoting international security. Yeah, so David Rockefeller should be there to groom everybody, obviously. It's a good thing we have this Bilderberg meeting. It is hard to think of any major issue in either Europe or North America whose unilateral solution would not have repercussions for the other. Thus, the concept of a European-American forum has not been overtaken by time. The dialogue between these two regions is still, even increasingly, critical. Bilderberg is critical. We need Bilderberg. No, they need Bilderberg so they can work behind the scenes and have the media totally black out what their agenda is going to be for the next 12 months. God. What is unique about Bilderberg as a forum is the broad cross-section of leading citizens that are assembled for nearly 3 days of informal and off-the-record discussion about topics of current concern, especially in the fields of foreign affairs and the international economy. The strong feeling among participants that in the view of the differing attitudes and experiences of the Western nations, there remains a clear need to further develop an understanding in which these concerns can be accommodated. The privacy of the meetings, which has no purpose other than to allow participants to speak their minds, opens and openly and freely. Yeah, so they can say, you know what, I think we should kill 50% of the population. You know what, let's release biological weapons. Let's do that. I'm glad I can say that openly, because the media is not going to cover me. Disgusting. Let's talk about the chip. Let's start chipping people. You know what? Mexico, I was pretty happy with that decision to get rid of passports and start chipping people from Guatemala who want to come in legally. Oh, you didn't hear about that? It's only on once on CNN on Lou Dobbs when he was out for the night. We'll play that clip later. Yeah, that's right. That was back in January they were starting to make that decision. But it's behind closed doors. There's no other reason than to speak openly. It's because these guys aren't elected officials. Look, some of them are elected officials. Some of them are cabinet members. Most of them are the heads of business and industry, and we're going to go over some names. Let me just tell you some straight-up names who are there right now. Condi Rice is there, okay? Paul Wolfowitz is there. Those are two names, you know. Now, occasionally they have to bring other people in. That's why the CEO of Google is there. Yeah, don't be evil. That used to be their slogan. It'll probably still be their slogan, only it's bull. Caught them censoring our videos, God. In short, Bilderberg is a small, flexible, informal, and off-the-record international forum in which different viewpoints can be expressed and mutual understanding enhanced. See, this is what me and G. Edward Griffin were talking about yesterday in the last hour. Listen to the language, the positive spin. It all sounds really nice, doesn't it? Oh, we're there for your own good. It's garbage. Bilderberg's only activity is its annual conference. At the meetings, no resolutions are proposed, nonsense. No votes taken, nonsense. And no policy statements issued. Well, yeah, they don't issue any policy statements there, you're right. They keep it kind of hidden and they disperse the policy statements for later. Since 1954, 55 conferences have been held. The names of the participants are made available to the press. That's not true. That's not true at all. Jim Tucker, for 30-plus years, has had to get the names from inside sources. Now they're being made available to the press. Participants are chosen from their experience, their knowledge, and their standing. All participants attend Bilderberg in a private and not an official capacity. See, they try to cover their own ass there again, saying, well, these guys aren't really representing the organizations they own and run. They're there for them. There will be no press conference. A list of participants is available by phone request. And I'm not going to give out the phone number because we already have a list. God. So let's look at this. All right. Again, the CEO of Google. And remember, we talked about cyber terrorism. They're going to be talking about that. Well, they're already running war games where anti-globalist hackers. Yeah, that's right. Anti-globalist hackers, not terrorists. People that are against globalism shut down the infrastructure of the government. Come on. The only way they would do that is if you encroached on their freedoms. If you tried to round us up in camps, in the nice little FEMA camps you built, and it would probably be a totally orchestrated event where some of their assets, because, you know, the government loves to do that. You know, these hacker guys, most of these guys are good guys, but the ones that are really, really good at it and do end up getting caught and usually end up getting recruited by our intelligence services, they'd be fools not to. These guys know code like the back of their hand. They can write a bunch of stuff. They can tell you how things get hacked. A lot of these guys get recruited. Common knowledge. But they'll set them up as the next terrorist because that means the population at large, anybody could be a hacker. Anybody who knows how to use a computer. God forbid. And it's also another great excuse to bring in Internet 2, where we'll all be forced to thumb scan on our little keyboard to make sure it's us. And then we'll get on the Internet and there'll be about, you know, maybe 10 to 20 main sites owned by corporations and universities. And then they'll have the little subdomain pages. And if we're good little slaves and we have the content that they like, they'll let us post there. But if we're not, they'll just pull it. Gone. I mean, Google, you used to be good. You used to have a top 100. You used to show the statistics of your videos. Okay, now you can't even see how many people have viewed it. They did that on purpose, folks. Not only can't you see how many people have viewed it, but they took away the embed feature for most videos. After a certain point, you can't embed them. What's up with that? You know, it was so much easier when I could just embed all the loose changes everywhere, but they made it more difficult. Thank you, Google. And really, it just disgusts me that a fledgling corporation that came up from nothing, that became the second biggest internet site, I think Yahoo beats it, and that's it. And they really, it's probably the, it's tough to say. I'd say it's close to the biggest site of all time. And they start out with a slogan of "Don't be evil." Well, they're evil. They're attending this little conference, and they're making big time decisions about you and I. And let's go through some of these guys, all right? Let's see. Out of Belgium, we have the vice chairman of something I can't pronounce, Etienne Davagon. Let's see. We've got Joseph Ackerman, the chairman of the management board and group of executive committees of the Deutsche Bank. Everybody knows about the Deutsche Bank. So the Deutsche Bank's in the house. That's nice. John Adams is the associate deputy minister of national defense and chief of communication security in Canada. He's there. Ooh, that's nice. Let's see. We have Fawad Al-Jahami, the Middle East Studies Program. We've got somebody from the Johns Hopkins University Institute over there. We've got Keith B. Alexander of the National Security Agency in the U.S. That's nice. He'll go well with Condi. Who knows what they got planned for her? She's probably got another cabinet spot. People have talked about her for VP, but I think that would be suicide for anybody. I don't think they could put her on a ticket. Come on. Nobody likes her. God. Let's see. We got the chairman of Evercore Partners out there. We got the Minister of Foreign Affairs out of Turkey. Let's see. You know, a lot of people have attended these things. I mean, we have, you know, former prime ministers of the UK. Tony Blair was there. Gordon Brown went there. Obviously, Bill Clinton attended the Bilderberg meeting. He's actually admitted to it now. Well, I don't know why the press doesn't cover it. We played that clip yesterday, too. I don't know why the press doesn't. I've been there in 15 years. He knows why the press doesn't cover this thing. Because it's not to be covered, folks. It's not to be talked about. It's not to be spoken about. And they're giving out a limited... I can't believe they put out a press release, but I guess they have to because there's so many people outside. It can no longer be hidden. And I'm wondering how they're going to spin this Obama-Hillary meeting. They've already spun it to say it was at her D.C. home and probably had nothing to do with Bilderberg. But I taped a bunch of news for Alex last night, and we'll see what they said. I mean, Gergen's, all the top political guys are on there, and they already had a sit-down with Obama about the meeting with Hillary. He's like, yeah, it's going to be the biggest decision of my campaign. And I've always said that I'm going to spend a lot of time deciding on who's going to be my running mate if that's the case. Really? Oh, Tom Daschle's... Oh, Tommy D! I didn't realize Tom Daschle, victim of the anthrax attacks back in 2001, is there. Well, now. Huh. That's crazy. Tom, I just lost a little bit of respect for you, buddy. Not that I had much. You know, because it's a controlled left-right paradigm, but I figured you might be one of the semi-good guys. I mean, this guy's a former U.S. Senator and Senate Majority Leader. Wow. So he's over there. But you notice how he's not in office right now. See, these guys still maintain a lot of their power and a lot of their influence through the special interests that support them and through the big business that they've become a part of. You know, we don't have a government for and by the people. Let me say it again. We don't have a government for and by the people. Checks and balances are gone. You know, the $80,000 to $140,000 a year that these public officials in the upper echelons, in other words, Senate and Congress, that they make is nothing. That's nothing to them. They're all millionaires, sometimes billionaires in big business, working with the very same people that put them in office. I mean, I guess it's kind of fascism light, but it's really not that light anymore. Oh, the president and CEO of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York's there, too. Timothy Geithner. No, it's just great. So glad they're having this private meeting for all of us. It's wonderful. It's the Alex Jones Show, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com.
Do Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Ten Anderson for Midas, June 6, 2008. Gold, 887. 10-ounce gold coins can be purchased for 913, 449.75 per half, 224.88 per quarter. That's 913, 449.75, and 222.88.
For years, Ron Paul has taken the position to uphold constitutional rights. He's been branded by special interest groups as doctrinal, refusing to bend his values. I can only imagine the pressure applied by Congress as he stands alone for these principles. He has given up a medical career for this. Ron Paul is running for president. The ideas of strong currency, ending the war, defending the Constitution, and protecting civil liberties are catching on. As a thank you, GCNLive.com, Midas Resources, and I would like to send you a free copy of the Ron Paul Family Cookbook. Call 800-686-2237 for your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237. I hope his values are touching your heart as deep as they are mine. That's 800-686-2237. Thanks again for supporting Ron Paul.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta engine treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta Fuel System treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1 or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
We are back. It is the Alex Jones Show. And you know, Henry Kissinger's in the house at Bilderberg. You betcha. George Shultz, Richard Perle, what's up? Queen of Spain, Queen of the Netherlands. That's right, Queen Beatrix is there too. Awesome. So they're all going to get together, all the head of the European Central Bank's there with the head of the Federal Reserve Bank in New York. We even got the, what's that, the governor of Kansas is out there too? Awesome. But David Rockefeller, you know David's there. Gotta love it. George Shultz is there. Henry Kissinger. Yeah, Kissinger, he's a really good guy. Wanted war criminal in many countries. No, he's really good. I'm glad that he's having secret meetings with the upper echelons of power in both North America and Europe. That's good. Because they're all just there. They're not representing anybody. They're not representing their interests, which are big business and consolidation of power and globalization. They'd never be doing that. No press conference, but a press release. I guess that's more than we've ever gotten before. I guess that they realize now that this information is going to come out. The list comes out every year. They might as well just put it out there. I mean, they're already getting iPods for everybody from the DOJ. That's right, Department of Justice, buying iPods for the elite. Our tax dollars giving Bilderberg 2008 engraved iPods to people like Condoleezza Rice, who is, pretty responsible for the deaths of hundreds of thousands of people, if not millions. Good job, America, huh? We rock. We totally and completely rock. The real question is, are we going to step up? I know there's a lot of people outside of Bilderberg, but are we going to make this a huge story in the next week, okay? Are we going to put this on every single blog we can? Are we going to dig it? I know the Dig Berry Brigade is out there. Are we going to throw it up on the Huffington Post? Is Raw Story going to do an article? Is Counterpunch going to do an article? Is Op-Ed going to do an article? Well, I'll tell you where the best articles are going to be, bar none, and the ones that you have to repost in those places on the comments board. They're going to be at Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. And for PrisonPlanet.tv subscribers, remember, we have the final hour, which is going to be with Amy Allen. I only wish it was in studio. And you can watch that on PrisonPlanet.tv for about 15 cents a day, which is a great deal. Again, you know, you get all of Alex Jones's movies, his weekly access show. You get my documentaries. Loose Change is up there. I mean, it's a total deal. You help support this network. And I know I was supposed to give the money bomb total today, but I haven't talked to Alex yet, and I don't have a final number. I think it's with all the checks and all the donations, I believe we did hit around $250,000 or maybe a little bit less. But that's going towards a new network. We need your support here, and hopefully we're going to put that on Dish TV. We got to reach the masses. You know, Al Gore has his little network over there on Current TV, which is a cool little network. They don't censor much over there. The only problem is that Al Gore owns it, and it's all this green agenda, too, so they put a lot of propaganda on there. But there's a lot of good anti-war stuff. They don't really censor much of it. I'm a big fan of it, and anybody can be their own journalist, which is what I've always encouraged people to do. If you don't like the way the system is, if you can't stand what's happening in this country, if you have a tough question to ask a member of Congress, a member of the Senate, a member of the United States Cabinet, a member of Homeland Security, a member of an intelligence agency, you know, these spokespeople, these talking heads, a member of the supposed quote-unquote mainstream media that's supposed to be protecting us, you know, the Sean Hannitys, the Bill O'Reillys, let's not give the left a pass either, okay? You need to get out there. You need to become the media. There's no more excuse. I mean, it's unbelievable how cheap a camcorder is. If you went on eBay right now and you got like a first or second generation DV cam, which is already pretty small, you probably get it for like $150, $200, maybe less. Tapes are $10. And then it's just the will, the motivation to go to an event, the motivation to have some spine, to stand up for what you believe in. And then you post it on YouTube. You know, you might only get 10 hits at first. You might get 1,000 hits the second time. You might get 100,000 hits eventually. It's all about believing that you can change the system. Ron Paul believed he could change the system. And from what I've seen, he's helped do that. You know, a lot of people want to dog him out at this point, and I'm not going to be one of them. We're going to have Jesse Benton, by the way, on. He's a campaign manager coming up after the break. I mean, he's a best-selling author with a nonfiction book with manifesto in the title. And everybody's trying to ignore him. He raised more money than any other Republican candidate in the race. He's a true American hero. He wants to get us out of Iraq. He wants to get us out of Afghanistan. He wants smaller government. He wants a currency that's going to be worth something. Wow, what a concept. He believes in, you know, gold and silver and hard assets. And he believes in personal responsibilities and freedom. Well, that's what I believe in, too. So on the other side of the break, we're going to be having Jesse Benton. Remember, we have Daniel Estulon coming up. We also have Amy Allen. We're going to be taking your calls after Jesse Benton. So call on in. It's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmes, Infowars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports is suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
All right, folks, we are back. And unfortunately, we couldn't get a hold of Jesse Benton. You know, we do, we get it wrong every once in a while. Sometimes we have a little problem contacting people. But that's all right. Because, you know what, I want to play a little bit of music from the Flowbots. We got a big segment here. We're going to be taking your calls. But, you know, we had the Flowbots on, I think, 2 weeks ago now. They just rocked the house on Leno. This is the type of positive music. And Amy Allen's, you know, badass, too. We're going to play her video. I was going to play it for Jesse Benton, but apparently we might not have him on. Oh, too sad. Anyway, they rocked the house on Leno last night. I think the whole album has a great message, maybe a little bit left-leaning, but I think that these guys can be pushed into the right direction. And kind of at ends, what do I play? Do I play We Are Winning or do we play Rise? Maybe we'll play both of them today. I'm going to start off with We Are Winning because it is a cool track and I hope you enjoy. Remember, this is the Alex Jones Show and you can check out all the latest Bilderberg information over at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com.
Gangsters sit down to plan an after-school program. A religious fanatic posts footage of an interfaith service project. A group of teenage boys watches a video of a father playing catch with his son, an adult film star, paint thumbnail portraits of elderly couples, fully clothed and smiling. A record executive records a memo of his apology. A policeman makes reverse 911 calls, instructing residents to take to the streets. A patriarch reports her duty. She's wearing an orange jumpsuit and holding a picket sign. She's ashamed of her birthplace, but retreat is not an option.
Women and children, frontline, log on, tune in, stand and be counted. In the belly of the vulture, watch your back. There's no civilians, women, children, frontline vision. Consider this a distant early warning. The fire's imminent, pollution gathering dust particles funneling through smokestack airwaves. Bandwidth, disinformation too fast. Check the labels, delete the virus, alert the masses.
Butterfly wing crosswinds send black hawks toward hurricane survivors. Roses sprout from empty lots and sidewalk cracks. Pacifist guerrillas move undetected through concrete jungles. New forms are beginning to take shape. Once occupied minds are activating. People are waking up. The insurgency is alive and well.
Rise of the full rock course and calls to new American insurgents. Battle and shake the foundations of the world order. Assembly line, consent, resist, refuse, inform, create, direct, love, one to the trenches. Suit up, force, rubble into fortresses. Glass, applause, aluminum, broken porcelain, rusted platinum. Word like chains from decompressed diamonds. Hair of the battle cry into braille studded armor.
We are building up the new world. Do not sit idly by. Do not remain neutral. Do not rely on this broadcast alone. We are only as strong as our signal. There is a war going on for your mind. If you are thinking, you are winning. Resistance is victory. Defeat is impossible. Your weapons are already in hand. Reach within you and find the means by which to gain your freedom. Fight with tools. Your faith and that of everyone you know depends on it.
That's right, folks. Fight with tools. Man, I love that album. That is We Are Winning. And I think it really speaks to what we're going through right now. We need to stand up. You know, don't rely on this broadcast alone. Check out, you know, the actual source material that we source in every single one of our articles. You know, see past the spin. Start your own network. Do your own radio show. Get on the streets. Join truthaction.org. Start your own chapter of We Are Change. If you're a student, join Student Scholars. There's so much we can do. Okay, these are the people that are doing what the mainstream media should be doing. But the problem is that the mainstream media is at this meeting. Okay? Google's huge. Think about that. The head of Google's here with the head of the Federal Reserve in New York, David Rockefeller of Chase Bank Manhattan. I mean, David Rockefeller, folks. Come on. Kissinger, George Shultz, he's been going for years. I think he's a member of the Grove, too. See, he's one of those guys that'll help set policy here and then go to the Grove and kind of dispense all that to everybody else. It's really nice of them. Richard Pearl, he's a real criminal. Yep, sure is. Big time criminal. Criminale. All right, I said I'd take your call, so let's take Cliff in Louisiana. Cliff, are you there? You with me, Cliff? No, did he? Maybe he dropped. All right, we'll keep moving on. Let's go to Tony in Indiana. Tony, with me? Oh, this is just terrible.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, man.
Hey, I've got two ideas for fighting the New World Order, and I want to see what your thoughts of them are.
Let's hear it.
All right, first one, I think we need some sort of registry or database so that people can go on, and I know we got to do this the right way, but people can go on and register and say, I will never commit suicide, kind of like the DC Madam thing. Mm-hmm. I will never commit suicide. If something happens to me, look into it. And then the second idea is for a documentary, and I'm very curious to see your thoughts on this. Everybody talks so much about how there's natural cures to healing cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And diseases like that.
Mm-hmm.
If we can get somebody who has cancer, get them on tape going into three or four different Western medical doctors saying, you need chemotherapy, you need radiation, or you're going to die, and then track them through a natural healing course, watch them get better, and then help open people's eyes to see that, you know, radiation and chemotherapy aren't the only answer. What do you think of those two ideas, man?
Well, I think that they're good ideas. Obviously, you can put together a website for the first one, no problem, and the second one is obviously going to take a lot of work. You know, making a movie is no easy task, and especially
right.
making a movie with somebody who may be terminally ill would be extremely difficult. You know, that's a great idea. You know, you have to will it to happen, though. So, you know, see what you can do to work forward in it and press on, man. I mean, if that's your idea, maybe you need to start making some contacts that'll have the time to put together a project like that.
I'm definitely thinking about it. The only thing that makes me nervous about the database is if it gets in the wrong hands, you know, then the government can look
well,
at the
I
database
mean,
and have a list of
all. We're all public anyway, man.
That's
There's no
true,
doubt
yeah.
about it. I mean, with MySpace and Facebook and all that other stuff, we've given away so much information at this point, it's almost negligible. I thank you for the call. We do have Jesse Benton on the line, Ron Paul's campaign manager. Jesse, how are you?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
Good. So why don't you tell us what the latest with the campaign is? Obviously, Ron Paul still in the race, but is taking kind of a backseat. A lot of people are asking if he may have a presence at the RNC. What's going to happen in the future for the campaign?
Well, I'm glad you're asking me this. We have some pretty exciting news. We have just come to contract with space to hold a rally in Minneapolis. It's going to be really big. We're going to be able to have thousands and thousands of people at this rally, and we're going to have it on Tuesday, September 2nd in St. Paul around the Republican National Convention. And, you know, I'm sure a lot of the listeners out there are going to be very interested in attending. We're going to be releasing more information about this officially early next week, so please stay tuned on exact logistics. But we're really excited, and actually this is the first outlet that I've shared this information with.
Excellent. And, you know, Ron Paul, number one New York Times bestseller now with his nonfiction book, Ron Paul Revolution, The Manifesto. And that's just incredible to me on so many levels. Number one, that, you know, first of all, somebody who was knocked out of the race and ignored by the media on purpose is able to have a number one New York Times bestseller. But number two, it's a nonfiction book with the word manifesto in it. And, you know, I mean, that's incredible alone, but he's kind of been blacked out in the mainstream media. Normally you would see him on Oprah and every other talk show, but he's only done some sparse media.
Well, you know, I wouldn't say we've been blacked out, but mm-hmm. haven't gotten the attention that we think that Ron deserves. But I think you make a great point that this book is making it impossible for people to ignore Ron if they've been trying to. You know, this is our entering our sixth week in the top 10 New York Times bestseller list. It was it was number one for a week, and that's just pretty amazing. You know, that a political book is selling so well, and you know, a lot of supporters are buying books. But this book is a great vehicle to introduce your friends and your coworkers to the ideas of liberty. It's a very digestible book. It's written to be able to share with you know, just kind of the common person on the street that doesn't have time to or the inclination at this point to sit around and read, you know, huge volumes by Ludwig von Mises. You know, this is a really great tool, and I would encourage people to, if you haven't gotten a copy yet, to pick one up, read it, and then share it with your friends and your family.
Absolutely. And we have Alex on the line from Chantilly, Virginia. Alex, what's the latest?
Okay, we found an area in the hotel that happens to be back by the conference rooms. Most hotels, an acre or two or three or four off the road, we found a little spot that's on the wing where they're having the conference rooms. So we walked through it yesterday. Richard and Haas, the president of the CFR, just walked out through the woods. Some folks got video of him. I thought I was recognizing him, and they zoomed in and said, yeah, it's Richard and Haas. So I'm going to bullhorn them right now, and I'll let you get back to your guests, and later I'll call them with a full report. Here we go. I'm going to bullhorn them right now, Jason.
All right. All right, there is Alex Jones. At the Bilderberg Conference, and they actually put out a press release this year, folks. I couldn't believe it, but if you go to businessworld.com, there's a contact number. The full list of attendees is already out there, and Alex is going to be calling in through the day. And, Jesse, I was just wondering if you were aware of this girl named Amy Allen. She's a MTV personality. She had a big hit with this song called Revolution. Have you heard about this girl?
I have, and I'm a fan, and, you know, Dr. Paul's really flattered, too. And, you know, we're actually probably going to reach out to her and see if she's interested in having playing a part in September if her schedule is free.
Well, we can ask her today. She's on the air at 2 o'clock, and we got her for a full hour, and I'm pretty excited about it, too. The unofficial Ron Paul Revolution video is just tremendous.
Oh, I, I think so too. And you know, we need to look and think about how we can reach different people with the message of individual freedom and liberty. And I think that she's absolutely a tremendous way to reach younger people, people that haven't turned on to our ideas yet. You know, she's so talented, and you know, her music is really timely and popular. And she's just a great way to again reach out to people that you know, especially the under 30 crowd that maybe haven't listened yet.
Absolutely, and that's what I'm all about too. These separate avenues of waking people up to the fact that our government doesn't really work anymore. That we don't have checks and balance anymore, checks and balances anymore, and that, you know, the media is only paying attention to a couple of candidates and really pushing them no matter what the people actually want. You know, they're in the business of censorship and blinding the masses, but, you know, Ron Paul is now focusing on keeping his congressional seat so he can fight the battles on the House floor, correct?
Well, he secured his House seat. We had a contested primary on May 4th, and Ron won 71% of the vote. And a Democrat has not filed to run against him in the fall, so he's got a clear path. You know, I guess what Ron is focusing on and building an organization for the future. You know, so much has been accomplished through this campaign. It's just been tremendous and amazing to see all the hard work and the grassroots across the country. And you know, we need to realize that the campaign was step one in the revolution. You know, step two is going to be continuing on organizing at the grassroots level and you know, electing other candidates, identifying other leaders, getting other candidates elected to state office, to the House of Representatives, and at the same time holding, you know, elected politicians' feet to the fire and saying, hey, we actually want you to obey the Constitution.
Now, we know that Ron is not interested in a third-party run for the presidency, but I'd kind of like to get your take on Jesse Ventura's comments that he would love to run with Ron Paul as his vice president, or possibly he as his vice president or vice versa, you know, because he shares a lot of the same beliefs. First of all, have you heard these comments, and what do you think of Jesse's latest book, you know, Don't Start the Revolution Without Me?
Well, I have not read Mr. Ventura's book yet, Governor Ventura. I know that, you know, Governor Ventura is certainly a charismatic guy. And, you know, I think that he and Ron would have a lot to talk about. You know, I think that, having a leader like him, somebody who's outspoken and charismatic, it would be outstanding for our country. And, you know, I'm sure that there's lots of room to work together.
Well, I hope that they do get together and at least talk about some issues like that. We have Alex. I guess we don't have Alex. Alex is in and out. He's so busy over there at Chantilly, Virginia right now. But, yeah, I hope they sit down and, you know, maybe if they can't, you know, get into political office together, you know, start a new organization, start a new website, just keep getting people aware because, you know, Jesse Ventura has a certain celebrity about him even before he was governor, and then after he was governor, almost a super celebrity about him. And it really seems like the masses really gravitate towards that kind of pop culture personality. And Jesse Ventura, to me, is one of the better pop culture personalities.
Yeah, I think you have a great point. And, you know, something that, you know, a lot of people have to realize is that, the people that are really engaged, the activists, we're not like everybody else. You know, I think we spend a lot more time thinking about politics and issues than the average person. The average person is out there. And, you know, I think they realize that something's wrong with our country and maybe we're not headed in the right direction. But, you know, they're going to get the majority of their news and information just from, you know, 10-second, 30-second sound bites on the evening news. So you're right, reaching out through pop culture and embracing people that way, bringing people into the revolution that way is the way that we really have to think about going.
Absolutely. And, you know, again, that's what we need to do, people. We have to make it appealing because to people like Jesse Benton and myself, these issues are primary. They're what we wake up and think about. It's what we research. We go over paperwork every day. This isn't even secondary or even third in most people's lives. You know, first things first is usually people's family. Second thing is their job. Third thing is their mortgage. Fourth thing is their car payment. And then it's being cool and watching their sports team. And we really need to change that because if you truly do want to protect your family, if you truly do want to live in a first world nation in the next 10 to 20 years, you have to wake up to these issues. The dollar has been devalued so much. Gas prices have gone up so much. And I just cannot believe that they're actually rationing certain foods in New York. But it's happened. I cannot believe it. But over in BJ's and another Sam's Club, You can only get like 3 bags of rice at each time you go to the store. That's insane to me. This is America. We should be able to purchase whatever we want. You know, I think the country is headed in a dark place, Jesse. And I'd just like to get your take on where do you think the country's going now that we're going to have these two mainline candidates, McCain and Obama, you know, as our president?
Well, yeah, I think that America is very much headed down the wrong path, and that's why Dr. Paul ran for the presidency. You know, he sees the path that we're headed on, and I think that we see a crashing dollar, and with a military that's stretched to its end. So you're right, we need to change path. You know, and the great thing is we've got the wonderful document, the Constitution of the United States of America. Our answers lie there, and if we just follow the Constitution, we can write this shit, but we need to start now.
I'm with you. It's InfoWars.com.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story that you've not been told from. Another untold story.com.
Have you ever heard of the pioneer story in the 1800s called Blood River? Most today have not been told that story, but there was a day everyone was told and told the story of Blood River, at least in South Africa anyway. They were white South African pioneers of Dutch Afrikaner stock called the Boers, 460 of them that had to circle their slow-moving oxen-powered wagon train because they knew they could not outrun Shaka. Shaka was coming with 30,000 bloodthirsty, warring, raping, killing warriors. They were a well-trained, victorious warring tribe called the Zulus, led by a military genius of his own right called Shaka. 30,000 of them against 460. When the battle ended, the river literally ran red with the stain of blood. And when it was all over, 12,000 laid lifeless. 12,000 Zulus, but not one of the 460 were injured. How could this be? How could it happen? Well, it happened that the Boers did something just prior to the battle. Something that caused something else to happen in the sky. It's all quite a story. Hear it at AnotherUntoldStory.com. AnotherUntoldStory.com.
For another untold story, go to AnotherUntoldStory.com. 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 AnotherUntoldStory.com.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
It is the Alex Jones Show, burns, June 6th, 2008, end of the week. And Alex is out in Chantilly, Virginia at the Bilderberg Conference. In fact, there is a live feed over at wearechange.org right now. I just popped it on, and we'll probably be showing that during the final hour of the show, which is broadcast via TV at PrisonPlanet.tv. We're with Jesse Benton. And Jesse, where can people get the latest information on Ron Paul? You just broke this news about a Minneapolis gathering Tuesday, September 2nd. It would be great if you get Amy Allen there. But where can people get the updates? Do we not have Jesse anymore? Well, that's all right. No, that's okay. I guess you know, people just Google it. You know, we'll just move on, I guess, because this We Are Change stuff is big. I'm looking at a screen, and you know, there's Rob, and I can see about 20 people there, and really they're just trying to film all the cars that are coming in and out. And it is such good news to know that, you know, the alternative media is getting a voice, that this is getting out there in the respect. There's Alex bullhorning. I'm sure he's going to be calling back in at the top of the hour to bullhorn even more. Oh, man, this is just good stuff. You know, they had to put out a press release this year, people. Think about that. They had to put out a press release. Not only does Bilderberg exist, now they're healthy for us. And they word it in such a manner that they're all there of their own accordance, and it's kind of like a little party. We have to keep it secret and private so we can talk openly about killing and enslaving you. But we're good. Remember, the conference will deal mainly with nuclear-free world, cyber terrorism, Africa, Russia, and finance. Okay, we do have Jesse Benton back. Jesse, where can people find the latest on Ron Paul? Obviously, you just broke this story about the Minneapolis gathering on Tuesday, September 2nd. When can we see a post about that?
Well, we're going to have a new website that's going to launch next week that's going to have that kind of information. It's going to be campaignforliberty.org, www.campaignforliberty.org. So early next week, people should start to tune in and look for an announcement. We're going to have an announcement about what we're doing in Minneapolis and about some plans moving forward about how we can all work together to keep this revolution going. So, again, campaignforliberty.org, and look for that to go live early next week.
Jesse, how did you originally get involved in not only the Ron Paul campaign but the Patriot movement in general? Was this something you were always interested in, or was there just a point in time when something didn't feel right and you just started to do research? What was it that triggered you to get so involved in these politics?
Well, I've always been, I was a little bit of a conservative movement hack for a while, and I worked for some Republicans and some, you know, some pretty, pretty prominent conservative movement groups. And, I always liked what they said about limited government and personal freedom, but just the more that I got educated, the more that I read, I realized that, a lot of Republicans aren't really backing this up with action. So, I formed my own consulting group, and I was just working for some really great groups, the American Conservative Defense Alliance, the Liberty Coalition, and, was able to, you know, just, work for projects that I felt passionately about. And, in the beginning, the campaign was a client of mine. They needed some help getting set up, and they had just two people working, just Justine Lamb and Ken Snyder. So I was the third person that started doing some work, and it fit real well, and I really enjoyed it. And so it took off from there.
So campaignforliberty.com, and that's going to be up in the next week or so, Jesse?
Yeah, campaignforliberty.org, although I think the campaignforliberty.com will work too.
Awesome. All right, Jesse, thank you so much for your time. Hey. Campaign manager for Ron Paul. Thank you, man. We're going to be back with Alex Jones bullhorning. It is the Alex Jones Show.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.